If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Apparently, Jeremy had a brain freeze there for a moment. I don't know what that was.
Right, I was like, where's the rest of it?
Wow. All right.
I'm Jeremy Otto, and you're not.
And let me think about the rest. Okay. We have a lot to get to, so we're not going to screw around and waste time. Pistons game 6 tonight, and I'd like to give you a statement in as unequivocal and deliberate a manner as I can, and you have to tell me whether you're where I'm at. And I'm going to give you a reason why. Can't tell you my reasons right, but I don't think I'm wrong. So let's party. Guaranteed.
Oh!
The Detroit Pistons are winning this game tonight. I guaranteed it because I'm telling you,
put it on the front page,
put
back
it on the
page.
Front, the back, put it above the fold, below the fold. We're going to be at the Canadian Club Terrace post game.
Okay.
You're damn right. Your daddy drank it. It's going to be like the old days at the Palace. I just feel like Brunson and Hart are actually hurt. I think the lazy way out is to say, oh, they're tired. No. Go look at Brunson when he re-injured himself. The floor trembled. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
The floor buckled a little bit. That's a different type of thing. He scored 3 points in that fourth quarter. I am just beyond convinced. He has now re-aggravated a prior injury 3 times in this series. And I think the breaking point was game 5. And Josh Hart is hurt. Josh Hart is one of the toughest dudes in the league. He doesn't lay on the floor. You can't call Josh Hart a flopper. You can't call Josh Hart a drama queen. No. I think Josh Hart is hurt. I don't think he's right. And look, Rico, I can't promise you they win game 7, but I just promise you there will be a game 7. I really believe tonight it's in the bag. They're winning. And I want to know who's with me. And if you're not, that's okay. You can say, guys, Assur's not going to give us, 50 points again. You can say Brunson won't only score 3. I totally hear you.
So you think they were really hurt and not just Tibbs for some reason holding on to that last time out?
Here, to the point that I put this on the show sheet and I am willing to be mocked. I actually thought, if I were Tom Thibodeau, maybe I'd do what Steve Kerr did last night. A pseudo pooch punt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ask Hart and Brunson for 80 plus minutes tonight, and we get rest, we get healthy, we get home, one shot, throw our best fastball, game 7 in our barn. I know that probably won't happen, but I'm just telling you where my mind is.
I get it.
Look, if Brunson comes out tonight and cooks and drops 40, then fine. Then he wins an Oscar. Him and Meryl Streep should be up for the award. But I just feel like something was different last game. I thought he was actually hurt.
I think that he was hurt, but I do think a part of that was the fact that Tibbs kind of let a minute go by when they're just sitting there. And I give it to the Pistons. You know what, guys? They play smart basketball. Don't foul anybody. Yep. Let this clock run. The best way we can beat them, keep them on the sideline. Because the second they came back in, the game got interesting. But for a while, it looked like the Pistons was just going to walk away with this thing. I haven't seen that bad of clock management since Thanksgiving Day here at Ford Field, where it's like, call the timeout, call the timeout. What are you doing? They didn't. Pistons benefited just like the Lions did.
Is it wrong if I am okay.
No, Mike, hold on. I get what you're saying about those guys being injured. I totally disagree with Tibbs doing what Steve Kerr did. Steve Kerr, it made sense because you still have another game if this
before the game seven.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going back home. It's game six. I can rest my guys and we can just come out there and just end this series for the Rockets.
And I know what I'm saying is, how do I phrase
this? New York goes back game seven and the Pistons have won two straight. It's at that point is when I would say I would guarantee the game for the Pistons because they got nothing to lose.
So you're saying they win tonight, they're winning series.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way. I guess I wanted, and you can't do it. It's live radio. But I want to see Brunson and Hart in the first quarter tonight before I make that declaration. But I will find it hard to believe the Knicks win tonight. I do. Now, if Brunson and Hart look like nothing's wrong, well, the horse has left the barn. It's different. But I want to know who's with me on it. And that's why previewing series are so stupid. It's a pointless endeavor. The reality of all of this is series are seven games. There is no momentum between those games. And things happen. There's a different phrase I'd like to use. Forrest Gump t-shirt. Bleep happens.
Right.
And I think bleep has happened. I think you're seeing Brunson and Hart very compromised. That's what I'm expecting tonight. So let's find out. Who's with me on this? And by the way, word on the street, Tommy G's back in town. He's going to be meuving the community. 248-539-9790. Oh, he'll be operating the cannon tonight, bro. David, what do you think?
I've listened to what your reasonings are, and they are legit reasons. They are real legit reasons. You're right. Brunson looked different after he went down in game five. He looked different. He just didn't seem the same. While they tried to get him back in, I think they were like, you know what? It is what it is. He's kind of hurt.
No, David, that was just an idiot code. Like,
okay. But he didn't look right.
He didn't look right, but he also has gone down in other games in this series, and you're thinking, oh, my goodness, and you know what? Back.
Yes.
I'm a pro.
Correct.
I just thought
he moved different
Correct.
When he came back this time.
Correct.
And I know. I'm not Dr. Quinn medicine woman. I did not.
Until you get the wheelchair and the towel, then I will say it's serious.
Noted.
But based on that, I just can't go with you. I'm sorry, Mike. I just cannot go with you. I want to believe in my Pistons tonight, but when I've looked at them all year, they don't look any better at home than they do on the road. In fact, they have the same record. They don't look better. They don't use the home court advantage. They just don't. And they've lost every game in this series at home.
Well, that'd be two.
I don't want
to make it like it's 10 games.
But two can be three tonight. And that's what I think happens. They lose it. They don't look good at home.
And understand, guys, look, I know I'm at a point where there's really no negative outcome for me. I can't be more impressed or more respectful of what the Pistons have managed to do this year. They've also gotten this to a game six. And yeah, I had Knicks in six. Who cares? I'm picking against my pick. Why? Because picks are like buttholes. Everyone's got one and they all stink. So the point is, I go with the series. I'm not going, oh, I want to be right, radio. Who cares? No one ever remembers anything we're right about.
Oh, trust me, if they win in seven, somebody will let you know they picked that.
Okay, good for them.
Pistons in seven. Cookies in the morning.
No, yeah, but hold on. That pussycat wasn't willing to go on his own damn show and say that today. So, you know what? You can take that little bitch and go to the catio. No. We're not doing that with him. Because I texted him this morning. And I said, dude, you're acting like a pussycat on your own show. Guaranteed they're winning tonight. And if they win tonight, yeah, they probably win the series. You don't get to flex.
You don't
Not
own
you.
A,
I'm saying Jim.
You don't own a disco shirt.
You don't, because I have self-respect. Not doing that clown radio.
Oh, trust me. They win in seven, he will let everybody know.
He doesn't get to. You know what? I don't care. Okay. Do whatever he wants. 248-539-9797. I think tonight's guaranteed. The Pistons will win tonight. And I think there will be a game seven. And it's more than root for radio, which would be amazing for us to have a show to talk about Monday. And look, the two outcomes,
let's just be very real. It's freer and looser when the two outcomes are Cancun or getting spanked. That's what's on the horizon for you. Vacation or Celtics? Spanking. Doesn't matter. You want to play.
Right.
The bottom line is it's easier because look where we are, guys. The fact we're even talking about going to a game seven.
And I do think if you make it to game seven, all the pressure's on New York. All the pressure's on Thibodeau.
That I agree with.
Their fans will be gripping. They'll come out there and try to do the bing bong thing, but they're all sitting there wondering, are we about to choke this away? And the Pistons take a lead, you will see desperate moves. You will see players. Happening.
I'll give you an example. Not that anyone here cares, but if you're curious. Curious and caring are two different things. Talked to a couple buddies of mine at FAN. I mean, they're already doing the, if we lose a series, Tibbs should be fired. If we lose a series, Mikal Bridges should be traded again. If we lose. You're not doing if we win radio. The conversation, I even heard guy I know, respect and like over there say, bottom line, there's no shot we're beating the Celtics. It doesn't even matter at this point. This team isn't good enough. They're already doing those shows.
Right, but you can't beat the Pistons. And I think, bottom line, going back from the first game of this series, even though I know the Pistons were up 3-1 in the series in the regular season, I don't think New York took this team seriously because they still saw the team that only won, 14 games last year. And they're like, well, we'll get past them. And the Pistons brought in a fight, and it was like, okay, maybe we should have studied a little harder for this test because we're getting our ass kicked.
248-539-9797. Love to hear from you guys on it. I want to wrap about the Pistons a little bit. We'll get into some Lions stuff a little later. We are going to have some fun lightly. Nobody panic. Oaks and Derby, big weekend in horse racing. We'll have some blitzes, the Kenny Toilet Bowl flush with the menu at Churchill Downs this weekend. Just some fun stuff, and we'll do our Derby draft. And I have a controversial selection that may be disallowed by Cardinal Hatchetman. We'll see. 248-539-9797. Go ahead. Say it with your chest. Pistons are winning tonight. And if you think I'm being overly confident, we can talk about it. But I've given you the reason why. I truly believe Hart and Brunson are compromised. I didn't believe that before. Now, that last game was different.
That I believe. I don't think Tibbs can afford.
What if Tibbs shaves his head? 2-point swing?
It's probably like a 10-point sweep.
Bro, that little piggly wiggly on top of his head, that's got to stop.
Right. Before I shoot my free throw, can I rub the top? Okay, there we go.
Yikes. 248-539-9797.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just getting started. We've got a lot of good stuff for you today, but we wanted to really make the Pistons the focus. And I was just disappointed because if you're going to operate the double-digit disco, then you got to go on your own show and say they're winning tonight. And instead, Jim had a little, you know, ground round placemat and some crayons. Shout out for my fellows 80s kids. And I go, what are you doing, man? They're winning tonight. Like, the Pistons are winning. I don't think that's provocative. I don't think that it's hyperbole. I'm not doing it for effect. I've given you the reason why. I think the Knicks, with Brunson and Hart, they look absolutely, from a physical standpoint, compromised. And I thought last game was different. I thought it finally took effect. And I, if they come out and look amazing and combine for 50, then I look stupid. But I'm just telling you what I have to go by. Not sure if you're aware of this. I haven't been able to physically examine them. I don't work for the Knicks. So that's just where I'm at. And I don't see a reason to not be confident tonight. But what is your emotion going into it? If it's not confidence, is it house money? Is it nerves? Do you feel like, hey, if we win tonight, we're winning the series, therefore I'm nervous because there's a cost?
Maybe it's still anger. I don't know. Maybe it's anger, the fact that this should be your closeout game tonight.
Oh, wah. So Detroit of you. Wah.
Amen.
Detroit versus everybody. Right. It should say Detroit versus insecurity. Amen. David, go ahead. No, it's the part of this town I've never understood. You can stand on
your
own.
I don't know. But there are some who may feel this should be your closeout game tonight. Winning it at home the way Golden State's going to win at home.
Well, it's not. David, go ahead.
I'm leaning Mike's way. From the start of the series, I felt that a longer series, considering New York only plays six guys, is just going to build more wear and tear. That is from Russ.
Look, they played more bench minutes last game. The problem is it was almost too much. You know, when you're getting 22 minutes from the backup point guard.
Cameron Payne?
No, the other goofball. The kid who takes all the awful shots. Oh, my God. He's always got a blank look on his face. Look, it doesn't matter. Just move it along. My head's in a million places. David, go ahead.
The Knicks are only running a 7-8-man rotation. In most of these games, I think they're tired. It looks, you can see it. I think you're asking them to cover more space than Tibbs' bald head. That is from Tom. Oh, my. McBride is his name. McBride.
Yeah, thank you. Bum McBride.
Miles McBride. Mike is right. I think this series had seven games written all over it from the start. Two teams that seem to have each other's number. That is from John in Lake Orion.
The only thing that changed was the Knicks playing their worst game of the series in game five. And two of their five guys looked like they got legitimately hurt. No, it wasn't destined for seven. When you go down 3-1... the series is over, but you won it.
And the fact that they were not in the game in money time.
What was Thibodeau doing?
I get it. Okay, you're waiting for a dead ball, but the second it hit 1 minute left to go in the game.
He was protecting a timeout so he could inbound it in the front court. For when? When the game was over?
Bro, I told you, I haven't seen this since Thanksgiving Day when we watched 37 seconds tick off the clock. Like, are you really going to do this? You know you're going to get fired for this.
You understand we only say that word one way on this show.
What's that? Thanksgiving. Oh, Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Xavier Legette.
Or Thanksgiving.
Yes. Thank you, caller Ed. All right, let's go to the people next. We go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico. How you guys doing today, man?
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind?
I just have to say, Mike, I agree with you 100%. Pistons win tonight. They will win tonight. I think they might even win it handily because they're pissed. And I think that it will go game seven, and our record in New York speaks for itself. I think we have a better than 50% chance of winning the series. I'll say one more thing to just ask you.
Yeah.
And it's not basketball related, so if you don't mind.
No, what's up?
Your New York Giants.
Okay.
That defensive line now scares the living hell out of me. What do you think about them?
I think the Giants are going to be last year's Steelers. I think they'll have a top 10 defense and a bottom 5 offense. And
do you think because of Abdul Carter they're going to move Burns to linebacker?
No. I think, listen, no. I think what it is now, it's depth. You're going to have what the Giants did to the Patriots, right? Rico always references it. They had back then what they called their NASCAR package. It was 4 defensive ends on the field on third downs. 4. We'll do the same thing. It just gives you one-on-ones and boutique matchups you're able to kind of manipulate. And look, they'll have a really good defense. They're going to have a really bad offense and probably end up right in the middle. That's, I mean, it's just what it is.
So you're making the playoffs?
No.
You said like the Steelers.
I think they'll win 7 games. How about that? Okay. What Gabagool. Do you want?
Gabagool.
Yeah, yeah. Can I get a little Jameis? How is Jameson Winston? Jameis Winston. I combined J-Mo and, right. and Jameis. How is that not in the system yet, where he's doing his Sopranos Italian cold cut imitation?
Gabagool.
I felt it was a little bit disrespectful, so I'm not going to
put
that
really?
In the system.
Oh, really? Really? Okay, then.
Sign the same.
Yeah, sign Kenny's pizza box.
I have me saying in Trump voice, big penis or whatever I said. I don't want to hear about that. I don't
know. Right.
Exactly.
We even play the pizza song. I don't even know what that's called.
It's not called Pizza Song.
No, it's called a Tontarella. You know what? Forget it. We just go to Bob. We go to Bob in Ann Arbor. I'm done. Bob, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
So I don't know. I want to agree with you, but I just want to make a couple points.
Sure.
Number one is that I know from the our fans, like the Detroit fans' perspective, and the people who watch the Pistons all along know what this team is about. But if you're the Knicks, I think there's so much pressure on them beyond what any of us can even imagine. Because think about this. The fact from their perspective, the fact that we're in this series is an indictment on their players. It's an indictment on Tom Thibodeau. It's an indictment on the decisions they made. They gave up 5 first round picks for Mikal Bridges and they're struggling with us. Like they have the 4th highest payroll in the NBA and we're dead last. Like the fact that they're struggling with us is you know, it's a complete indictment on their entire organization, and it's giving the fans a reason to really be annoyed too.
Let me offer you something. What if the fact that the Pistons are so young, and even a guy like Tobias, who's been a failure in the playoffs throughout his career, what if the Pistons are just too dumb to feel pressure? Like they don't even realize that there's pressure on them because they're so new at this. What if that's your secret weapon?
I think that's part of like what I want to say. Yes, I agree, because I think Aaron Rodgers did an interview saying that when he played in his first Super Bowl, he's just like, it's another game, because he was so dumb to realize how big of a deal it was.
Yeah,
I think the Pistons do fit that mold. And the other thing I want to say is regarding today's game, I don't know. Jalen Brunson always looks like he's dead and then comes back and is fine. So I'm not gonna I'm not going to hang my hat on Jalen Brunson being hurt. I think the X factor and the X factor for every game of the series is how Cat plays. If he plays like to the tiz with his back to the basket and trying to do like, you know, post moves and things like that, I think they're toast. But if he starts hitting, like pulling up jumpers from 3 points, we are effed. Like, that's because
the problem is you can't leave him out there to just shoot that 30-foot three, because he can easily hit it. But if you guard him too closely, he'll just run right past you and drive to the basket. So he is the problem.
Yeah, exactly. If he gets going, there's no one on our team who can guard him. But for some reason, I think he can be one of the best offensive players. He already is, but he can be even better if he's more aggressive. I don't know why he's timid.
Well, I think part of the Knicks' problem, though, and again, this is the push and pull, is you have a phenomenal isolation player, late shot clock guy, clutch guy in Brunson. But the more you put the ball in his hands, the more everything stops, and then it's termed Brunson ball. And I don't think their best offense is that, but they're falling into it. Look, Bob, the only thing I would tell you is I'd probably go a step further. Let's assume Brunson and Cat are going to play better because they couldn't play worse, right? It comes down to Bridges, like you said, or Ananobi, because I think Hart is absolutely hurt. And I think one of OG Ananobi or Mikal Bridges has to step up and give them what Ausar Thompson gave you. That's it to me.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not getting it from Bum McDougal or whatever his name is. That guy sucks.
No, and I'm going to state the obvious.
Was it Miles McBride?
Miles McBride, yeah.
I like
Booby McBooberson. He sucks.
And you know, I'm going to state the obvious too. You can't go in there with 15 or more turnovers. Cade has to protect the ball tonight. Yes. I mean, you cannot give the Knicks extra possessions because that's how you're getting beaten these close games.
Just think how nasty the Pistons are going to look next year with Zion. I just did that to see if the audience is paying attention. That's all.
You don't need Zion.
Yes, you do.
They're going to get Trae Young.
Excuse me? Basically, Tom Thibodeau, if he was an NBA player?
Okay. It's not about the hair.
You cannot have a balding superstar. It's the truth.
Kevin Durant?
Yeah, like I said, he's not in the playoffs.
He's got a title.
Not when he was bald.
He had hair then. He had hair.
I think Draymond.
Hey, LeBron's fighting it. Could have gone to Turkey and gotten the plugs.
Now
he didn't.
He's fishing.
Out of the playoffs.
Draymond fighting it?
No, he's just turning.
What have they won recently?
He's just turning into a picture you'd see at a museum with a full gray beard of like a guy in 1960. He looks so old.
He's his own statue outside of the arena already.
Like there's like a black and white photo of a politician or something, and you're like, oh my God, is that Draymond Green? Dude, he looks like he's 60. But did you notice he put the hair dye in for the little commercial where the kid throws the ball down the canyon? Mm-hmm. First thing I'd tell the kid, you need to be a better shooter. I'm not driving down there again. Basketball's over.
He was at the Walk to Selma in the picture next to Martin.
Wow.
James, man. I'm sorry.
He was at the Walk to Selma.
David.
Was he pointing up on the balcony, David?
David took a whole different direction with that one.
Where'd that shot come from? There's Draymond over there.
You said black and white politician. I thought immediately. I'm sorry.
David, you took that to a very dark place.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kenny, please. We'll get some ticket texts. I want to get to more of the calls. We're going to sprinkle in some fun. Obviously, Oaks Derby are right around the corner. And yes, it's horse racing time. But we're going to screw around and have some fun with that. I want to get to the Lions a little bit today, too. But am I being overconfident? Am I speaking the pulse of the people? You tell me. I think it's a guaranteed. I think Bissons win tonight. And the basis for it is, no, I don't think you're going to lose another home game, but I don't think Hart and Brunson are right. I don't think it's play acting at this point. I think that what you saw in game five, that injury looked different than, you know, like Rico and I joke around about the Paul Pierce wheelchair. And all of a sudden, Brunson's right back. He didn't come right back.
Yeah, but the fact that when the game was on the line, they went back in tells me he's a robot. And for some reason, he'll be fine. I mean, every time he goes down, I'm thinking, man, that just changed the entire course of this. Nope, it didn't. He's back. Okay. And he's scoring.
To the people. But if I'm being overconfident, you can say it. And if I'm simply speaking the word of the gospel, say that too. But look, the reason there's no nerves to me is, okay, if they lost, is there going to be a single person who would say this season was anything other than a spectacular success? No. And on the other side of it, if you win, there's game seven, where you return to the same principle. Season wouldn't be a failure. And if they win, you're still dead. You're not beating Celtics. So in the end, they've already proven they've come a hell of a long way. They can go toe-to-toe with teams. And we're going to go out. We're going to get a superstar this summer. We're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals next year. There you go. That's my sappy love story. I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Trey Young.
No. No male pattern baldness, please. Let's go to Anthony, 97.1. Anth, what's going on, bud?
What up, though? How y'all doing today?
Good, Anth. What's on your mind?
Hey, last week when I called, you said, what was my alibi? I told my wife that I was with my uncle, Mike Valente, from New York. He would teach me how to make chicken cutlets and
that's right.
Burn them, and how to burn the papers, how to talk with my hands like Will.
Anth, I'm glad you came up with a very creative alibi, because we were worried about you last week. You're like, yeah, I'm going to the store. That's not going to fly.
I think I'll be happy if they won tonight, but I'm just happy that we're in the playoffs. It's May, talking about basketball in Detroit.
That's right.
It's been a long time before, like competitive basketball. But I feel like they got the momentum. I feel like they smell a little blood. You know, Hart is hurt. Brunson is always hurt. And I've seen Cat grabbing his back a few times. But, you know, he looked like he grabbed his back a lot, but we ain't going to talk about that. But there's two players that I would love this offseason. I would love – everybody would love Devin Booker, but I live in the real world. But I would love Miles Bridges and Bobby Portis as acquisitions in the real world. What you think about that, Mike?
You're getting Rico all excited over. Rico's going to get hot and bothered, Anthony.
No, I get what you're saying about Miles Bridges. I think that would be a disaster to bring him back here to Detroit. Too close to home.
You've come around. I'm proud of you.
Too close to the people that he knows. No, he's got potential, but he's somebody you send ship out to Utah and he'll be fine because he won't be around his boys. He won't be around his people. Coming back here, that's just a little too close to home.
Yeah, I'm all set. I'm good.
He's got talent, but he also, every day we'd be opening up the internet or you're opening up your newspaper to see, did he do anything stupid?
I'm all set. Let's go over to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on?
What's up? Good afternoon, guys.
John.
So two things. First, Rico, you made an analogy or you made a comment that the Knicks weren't taking the Pistons serious. And it's just like how the Lions were when they had lost and no one was taking them serious. And the next season they came out and showed everyone what. So I think that's what the Pistons are doing to the Knicks now. They're showing them that they are serious. So I do think that they're going to win tonight, and they'll win in Game 7. I always said Pistons in 7. And then, Mike, I didn't finish it, but I did start watching Race for the Crown or whatever it's called.
Yeah, on Netflix.
To my queue.
What do you think?
I started watching it. I haven't finished it yet. It's really good. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and look, one of the guys they picked, I mean, John, there's a reason they picked the guy, right? It's like Real Housewives of New Jersey. So Mike Iverone with the no shirt under a blazer, which is just psychotic behavior. But
that's not how the owners dress?
No. It gets, John, I promise, it gets more normal. There's actually a great profile on a small trainer who beat cancer and Larry DeMeritt. Really emotional stuff there. You'll like it. And Jason Wirth, the former Philly, plays a bigger role later in the show.
I am going to finish it. And the last thing, you guys were talking about players fighting like balding. Draymond's not fighting balding. He's too busy fighting everyone else.
Yes.
He doesn't have time to be fighting his balding.
Yes, and his whole beard is gray. I mean, it's approaching like where I'm at these days, John.
I'll say, watch yourself. Watch
it's where I'm at.
Okay.
I didn't say you.
Okay.
Listen, you embrace the gray.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I fought it for a while.
You did?
I did.
I never knew that. Yeah. The deep, dark secrets. I never knew.
It's the beauty of having a family who are barbers and beauticians. So,
wow, good for you. All right, listen. If you come in here looking like Brian Wilson from the San Francisco Giants, then I'm gonna know.
Because once you say that's it, enough,
you gotta let it go.
You can't go back
because then you look like George Clooney.
Yes,
what's he doing? What is George Clooney doing outside of acting like he's a politician when no one cares about?
I was gonna say Kenny Smith, but okay.
No, George. Have you seen Clooney?
No, I haven't seen him lately.
Pull up a picture of George Clooney.
Okay.
No, like now.
I am.
He has darker hair than when he starred in Ocean's 11 15 years ago. It's jet black. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like if Kenny came in and his beard was blonde.
You know what? You just assume like maybe you're doing it for a movie role, so you just dyed your hair.
He looks like Rudy Giuliani. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Is it dripping down?
David, it's one step.
He'd actually age gracefully.
That's ridiculous.
Like I said, Kenny Smith. Look, Kenny, seriously. Okay, wow. All of a sudden, the beard just went totally dark.
That's what happens when you date younger chicks.
See, I was going to say that, but then I let it go.
That's what he's doing. I mean, it's just facts. It's all out there. Everyone knows. Enjoying life. Good for him.
At least she's not interrupting.
Yeah, Belichick interview. Seems real happy. Yikes.
You know what? I'm going to let it go.
Yeah. I'll just say yikes. David, take a text.
Knicks injuries look real, and Stewart was at shoot-around. If both cases hold up, Pistons win by 20 tonight.
Join me on the Garen Sheed bus.
And Stewart's not playing tonight, people. He's not, okay?
You don't know that.
He ain't.
You don't know that.
David is such a cat enthusiast.
Uh-oh.
Come on, man. Believe. I'm sorry. They won't.
Blank Willow.
The Pistons starting five has a net rating of 33.4. If they stay out of foul trouble and limit turnovers, they are going back to the Garden.
You know what else the Pistons need to do is, and I think this is why they win in New York. They don't have to play up for the crowd. They don't have to have that extra bravado. They don't have to show how tough they are and do stupid things and pick up the stupid fouls and give the Knicks extra possessions. When they're in New York, it truly is us versus the world, and they rally. Here, they get to going, they start waving and chest bumping with the crowd, and we got you back, and you end up losing.
Oh, so you're saying Bickerstaff is going to do the challenge again when they're up in the first quarter.
I don't like the way you toss the ball in the air. I want the review.
And by the way, people are responding. Clooney dyed his hair for a role on Broadway.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
Turn the role down.
Okay, at least there was that looks,
and second of all, Broadway doesn't count. No one sees it.
You don't go to Broadway shows.
Nobody goes to Broadway shows. What do I look like, Mr. Peanut?
I mean,
who goes to Broadway shows?
Everyone goes to Broadway.
I go to Broadway shows.
Yeah, couples named Edward and Beatrice who live on the Upper East Side. Like no one, Broadway.
I've never gone to actual Broadway. I would like to go and watch a Broadway show once.
Great. Let me spend.
You don't watch shows?
No.
Wow.
Let me spend $5,000 to watch men and women dance around like sprites and tell some stupid story. I'm all set.
What if
it's
they got
amazing,
the, David? What if they got the runner up from the Oaks? And got them to participate in the play.
Well, it's actually a race for Phillies. So, yeah, sure.
Would you?
Yes.
No, I'm saying, would you go and get?
Yes. If there were horses running in an oval on the moon, I'd go. Yes.
So we just need to get Mr. Ed's grandson.
Did you watch Race for the Crown like you promised me?
It's coming up.
No, because you're a scumbag. That's why.
It's coming up.
David, there's something in the Bible about lying, and he's wrong.
It's not lying. It's not lying until I'm dead.
Jeez. All right, David, what do you got for us? I can't repeat what Rico just said.
Well, the Derby is this weekend, so I want to go through some facts and figures for the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, is this like by the numbers?
Something like that.
Oh, God.
I have some questions, some answers. We'll go through some things here.
Sure.
So I'll start with you guys, Rico and Kenny.
Four legs.
How much do you think the entry fee is for the Kentucky Derby?
The entry fee, being that we talk about your show that you like, I got to think that it's, I'll say it's at least $2
million. $2 million to enter? See, I have no reference level on this. I know as much about horses as you do, Rico. So I'll say.
They run very fast.
They're going to go very fast. I'm going to say $5.5 million.
Wait. He asked you.
The entry fees.
You think it costs $5.5 million to run a horse in the Kentucky Derby?
I just said I have no reference level.
Can I just say you're wrong and you just try again?
It's too high. Like Price is Right. Too high.
Both of her?
Oh, yes.
Marty Morningwig. Oh. The bar is
okay.
Let's try again.
Okay.
$200,000.
I was about to say
$250,000. Okay. You're still too high, but you're closer. You're more to reality. The entry fee for the Kentucky Derby is $25,000.
That's it?
And if you enter the gate, then it's another $25,000.
Wait, what do you mean if you enter the gate?
You can enter the race, but if you scratch, they keep the $25,000. They don't charge you the other $25,000.
What kind of pyramid scheme is this?
The economics of horse racing are fugazi. $2 billion in, $1 billion out.
Well, that's what I was about nonsense. To say. Nonsense. Because let's talk about the winning. Yes,
the purse. Did the horse union come up with this?
Yeah.
The purse right now.
Head union rep was heard saying.
The purse right now is $2 million, and the winner will receive $1.24 million.
That's the other thing people don't know. You only get 60% of that purse as the winner. And
Where's the rest go? Taxes?
No, 20% goes to second, 10% goes to third, 5% to fourth, and then everybody else gets a permission slip that says, hey, you tried. But the problem is the Kentucky Derby is the most famous thing in the world. It's for off the track. If you win the Kentucky Derby, you are a guaranteed stallion. Unless you're California Chrome, where you're bred by a cat and a dog.
Because
he didn't get breeding rights?
He cost $8,000 to breed.
No, I'm saying, but after he won, didn't people line up and say, hey.
Buddy, he didn't have the juice. Nobody wanted that.
Rico, I like how me and you out of the gate went Dr. Evil. $1,000,000, $5.5 million.
Lasers. It's the Kentucky Derby, so I figure it's all of these rich people showing out, trying to flex how rich they are.
Okay, well, the only time you get to the amount, I don't know which one of you said $250,000.
Right.
The only time you would get to that amount is for a nomination fee. If it is a last minute entry, then you have to pay a fee of $200,000.
What, the horses behind the velvet rope waiting outside with the bouncer?
To be nominated. Yeah,
like if you didn't qualify and it was a disaster and they didn't have a full field of 20, you could
post. Is that
what
happened with the horse that won the whole thing that year?
No.
It was already in.
Rich Strike earned his way in, but someone needed to scratch to draw in the race.
So there is a waiting room.
There is. There's a green room.
Yes.
A green stall. Go ahead.
I'm already amazed.
Just keep it moving.
I only want green oats.
Let's go with this. If ever, I don't think this is ever going to happen in history, but if somehow the sport of horse racing just shudders in Kentucky.
You shut your whore
mouth. Kentucky is dead.
It is.
Because it generates $3.1 billion in revenue for the state horse racing.
For this weekend.
No, just horse racing.
No, the industry.
The industry.
Listen.
Now, the weekend.
What about bourbon?
It's not even close, man.
Chicken?
Not close.
The weekend will generate about $160 million will be spent.
Oh, my God.
This weekend. Wow.
No,
really?
You got
I'm regretting this segment
horses
already.
Horses is the main source of income for
it's,
that state.
It's the whole ecosystem. Yeah, because the thousands, the tens of thousands of people that work on maintaining farms, the shipping and transportation, the breeding operations, the selling, it's the farms are in and around Lexington. You're talking 3,000 acre mega farms like Lane's End.
Okay, you know, seriously, I know. I thought it was like bourbon industry and
no, liquor. It'd be like Canada without hockey, man.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I didn't know it was that profitable. Oh, yeah. I thought it was the alcohol.
Oh, Kentucky. No. Well, it can be both, but no, without it, Kentucky would be even more hillbilly.
What about the Colonel?
He just moved to Dallas. So we'll see what that happens there. Justify is the first in 136 years to win after not having raced as a two-year-old. Does that happen a lot?
I think it happened.
Have to race?
Do you want me to answer this? You sure. Want me to leave it to these
Go
guys?
Ahead. Give us a
Didn't
fact.
It happen like once? It was Apollo's moon or something like that. You just don't win the Derby if you don't run it too. And it was a horse a long, long time ago that had done it. I know I'm butchering the name, but go ahead.
So how do you become a horse? All serious question. A horse that-
Well, Rico, a mommy and daddy horse, bang.
Okay.
It was Apollo, by the way, in 1882. You're correct.
What was the name?
Apollo in 1882.
Yes.
The horse gravy. Okay.
What
the,
a lot
what
of
I'm
horse
saying
sex.
Is, no, a horse can just, how do you know that the horse is any good if they don't run?
Listen, a horse can be good, but not all horses can get to the track at two. It's like, that does help, but it's a lot. Think of this. You've got a mercurial talent who's a true freshman on your football team, mm-hmm. but he can't stay healthy. He doesn't play until his sophomore year. That's all this is.
Okay.
So sometimes, look, horses.
So the owner just, I because I guess I thought you had to earn your way into
you
the
do.
Derby. But if you don't run, how do you earn
if
your
you
way in?
If you don't run it too, it shortens the window to what you would need to run and qualify for the Derby. And the idea of qualifying in those races without the foundation you had set it to, it's why it really doesn't happen. But fun note, let me add something. There's a horse in this Derby who's yet to win a race.
Whoa.
Steve Asmussen has publisher. This horse is 0-7 lifetime.
Really?
But he's finished second in the right big races to earn the points. So they thought enough of the horse to go screw breaking his maiden, throw him in these grade ones. Publisher's 0-7, but he's put almost $500,000 in his piggy bank. He's 30-1 in the Derby Saturday.
So basically, this is horse NIL. We're paying him the money. He's got
well, it's like NASCAR.
Basically publishers like any Michigan State Spartan. You win nothing, but you get paid.
You're like that, like horse NASCAR NIL. Or IndyCar when you can, you know, be great in the undercard races, but yeah. You
publisher is Aiden Giles. Win
wow.
Zero, get money.
Wow. Okay.
Why did Aiden just take us?
Oh gee, I don't know. 17 fumbles inside the 10 might do it.
Jeez, Mike. Okay.
On that note, we talked about Phillies earlier in the
show. At
least
he gets in the gate.
There have been only three Phillies to win the Kentucky Derby. Regret in 1915, Genuine Risk in 1980, and Winning Colors in 1988.
Yep. It's really hard to do. It's not advisable. And ultimately, the Preakness is a much easier go. It's a smaller field usually. It's just an easier go of it.
So it's a sexist sport.
No, you know what? Move it along.
I'm going to finish here with facts.
There's just no point.
With facts here regarding the first live radio broadcast was May 16th, 1925. And then the very first television coverage of the Derby was May 7th, 1949. First national television was 1952 on May 3rd. So it's a long time ago. Probably before we were ever allowed to watch the Kentucky
okay,
Derby.
That's hey, just... how long has the current announcer been doing it?
Oh, that's a great question.
Well, Durkin retired, what, 4 years ago, maybe? Mm-hmm. So what?
Oh, so this is a different end down the stretch.
Yeah. Tom Durkin retired. Okay. He's the best. To me, he's the best ever. But I grew up with him doing Saratoga. Then they had Larry Colmus do it for a few years. Travis Stone has done it. He's the track announcer at CD. I'm indifferent to it. It's not Tom Durkin. I don't care. Honestly, if you're at a Derby party or you're at the Derby, you know what you don't hear? The announcer. It's pandemonium. You just got to watch what the hell you're watching. You ain't going to hear nothing. It's like Trouble with the Snap all game long.
Gotcha.
You hear nothing.
What's the, No, I'm saying, what's the question? I guess the biggest, like the biggest bet ever won on the Derby. Like, did somebody like put down like a $20 million on a horse and won?
They're not taking that bet.
No, oh, they're not?
No. Okay. I'll tell you one thing. Wes Welker, the one year he went to the Derby and he was dropping bricks of cash all over the concourse, I think he hit an ice cold triple. He just picked three numbers and they ran first, second, third, and a ton. Yeah. But I mean, no, they're not going to book that type of action. So
it's not like in Vegas where you got that Mattress Mac guy who says, hey, I want to put this amount of money down.
Somebody will throw $1 million on a horse, but you said 20.
Well, no. Well, here's just to give you a little bit of that. The track reported in 2017, the most wagered ever. It was $209.2 million that they took out of all the sources there at the track.
That's but not on a singular race.
No.
Because here's what happens. Remember, if you place that kind of bet, you just took the odds and threw them in the garbage can and effed yourself. You're not betting the house. You're betting against your fellow man, woman, child, whatever. So the odds, let's say you go to the till and you bet a horse at 5-1 and you threw $20 million through, it'd be 1-9 and they would take it off the board. The odds go based on how the money goes.
And everyone would probably know who you are, and they're coming after you. You would have screwed everything.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd need an escort to your car.
Can you take two horses? One okay. That's fast,
all right. And,
one that's
and that is your Kentucky Derby fact.
My God.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.